This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Speaker, did you do this for me?
No, they're this unruly all the time.
Mr. Speaker, Ahlers, Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Bartling, Beal, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Carson, Chase, Clark, Consett, Dennert, Diedrich, DeSanto, Duval, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Lana, Haugard, Howley, Heineman, Holmes, Howard, Hunhoff, Jameson, Jensen, Kevin, Johns, Johnson, Kaiser, Carr, Kettwig, Lake, Lateral, Lesmeister, Livermont, Lust, Marty, May, McCleary, McPherson, excused, Mills, Otten, Herman, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Quam, Rasmussen, Reed, Roden, Ring, Rounds, Rosen, excused, Schaefer, Shanefish, Smith, Soli, excused, Steinhauer, Stevens, Tolson, Turbeville, Weesey, Willidson, Wismer, York, Zygmunt, and Speaker Mickelson.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Very good, Madam Clerk. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal of the corrections. And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointed officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 93rd legislative session, pursuant to SDCL 2-5-8, respectfully reports that a salary schedule for the elective and appointed officers and employees have been developed and filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and State Auditor. Respectfully submitted, G. Mark Mickelson, Lee Quam, Spencer Hawley, House Committee. Respectfully submitted, Brock Greenfield, R. Blake Curd, and Billy Sutton, Senate Committee. Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for legislative days respectfully reports that we recommend the days of the 93rd legislative session be January 9th through January 12th, January 16th through January 19th, January 22nd through January 25th, January 30th through February 2nd, February 5th through February 8th, February 12th through February 15th, February 20th through February 23rd, February 26th through March 1st, March 5th, through March 9th and March 26th. Respectfully submitted, Larry Roden, Arch Beal, Susan Wismer, House Committee. Respectfully submitted, Brock Greenfield, R. Blake Curd, and Billy Sutton, Senate Committee. Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act, respectfully reports the legislative orders. Legislature orders 100 copies of the Senate and House bills and resolutions each and 40 copies of the Senate and House daily journals each for the 93rd legislative session. The free distribution of sets of bills, resolutions, and daily journals shall be as follows, and the full report will be available in the journal. Respectfully submitted, Lynn DeSanto, Isaac Lateral, Dan Ahlers, House Committee. Respectfully submitted, Jim White, Al Novstrup, Troy Heinert, Senate Committee. Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed relative to securing chaplains for the 93rd legislative session respectfully reports we have conferred with Pierrefort Peer Ministerial Association and have arranged for ministers to participate on a part-time basis under the direction of Pastor John Armstrong, Oahe Presbyterian Church, as chief chaplain, to serve the Senate and House as chaplains throughout the 93rd legislative session of the legislature. The chaplains That full list of chaplains are in the journal. Respectfully submitted, Sean McPherson, Bob Glanzer, Karen Soley. House Committee, respectfully submitted, Ernie Otten, Brock Greenfield, and Jason Frerich, Senate Committee. Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate respectfully reports that they recommend that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chamber at 3 p.m. on January 18, 2018, and that a joint memorial resolution be introduced in their memory by their colleagues in the House of Representatives and Senate. A short program will follow the introduction of the memorial resolution. At the conclusion of the memorial service, the joint session will be dissolved. The memorial resolution shall be printed in the House and Senate journals. Respectfully submitted, Mike Stevens, Charles Turbeville, Julie Bartley, and Karen Soley, House Committee. Respectfully submitted, Gary Kamak, Phil Jensen, and Jason Frerich, Senate Committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Those reports are available in full to read on our website. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Greenfield, Curd, and Sutton as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a live committee on the part of the House to arrange for a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the governor. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform you, your honorable body, that the Senate has appointed Senators Greenfield, Curd, and Sutton as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in a joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has approved Senators Greenfield, Curd, and Frerichs as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House relative to the joint rules for the 93rd legislative session. Respectfully submitted, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has approved Senators Greenfield, Curd, and Sutton as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to arrange for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and House. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has approved Senators Greenfield, Curd, and Sutton as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of setting the compensation of the elective and appointed officers and member and employees of the House and Senate for the 93rd legislative session pursuant to SDCL 2-5-8 with the full power to act and that such compensation schedule be filed with the Director of Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators White, Nostrup, and Heinert as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices and the full power to act. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Otten, Greenfield, and Frerichs as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House relative to securing chaplains for the 93rd legislative session. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Kamak, Jensen, and Frerichs as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a committee of four on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Maher, Curd, and Sutton as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of inviting the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to address a joint session on the state of the judiciary and to make arrangements therefor. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Maher, Curd, and Heinert as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to make arrangements for a joint session to hear the message from a tribal chairman on the state of the tribes. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to notifying the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the governor. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive the State of the Judiciary message of the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive the State of the Tribes message from a tribal chairman. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We're going to do introductions right now. Anyone have anyone they'd like to introduce in the gallery? Representative Dennert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representative Kaiser and myself, I would like to welcome two of our friends from Aberdeen, Gary Famous and Vern Myers. We welcome them.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Rasmussen.
I would like to introduce my brother, Pastor Tom O'Poyan, a familiar face in Pierre.
Welcome. Thank you. Do we have Dr. Fatima Kidwa in the audience? I don't see her. She is the doctor of the day. She's sponsored by the South Dakota State Medical Association, working at Avera St. Luke's in Aberdeen. If we see her come in later, we'll recognize her then. I'd also like members of the legislature to welcome members of the interfaith community who are here from across South Dakota. Please join me in welcoming them. We don't have any other introductions. Do we have any announcements? Representative Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a joint meeting between Appropriations and Health and Human Services, and it is also with the Senate. That will be today at 3 o'clock, talking about Medicaid 101, and all representatives should join if you're interested in learning a little bit more about Medicaid. And then also I'd like to announce that we will have our normal Health and Human Services meeting tomorrow morning, 7:45, briefings on some statutory requirements that they need to report to the legislature, 7:45 tomorrow morning.
Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in House Transportation, the Secretary of Transportation will be there to give his mandatory presentation on the progress being made with highway funding in South Dakota. We will also have a briefing from the Department of Public Safety. So 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, you are all very welcome.
Representative Otten.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. We will have a House Ag and Natural Resource meeting. It will be joint with the Senate tomorrow at 9:45 in room 414. We'll be hearing from Game, Fish, and Parks and the Department of Ag.
Very good.
Thank
Open
you.
To the public.
Yes.
Who else? Representative Haugard.
Tax Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8:45, and we'll have a general discussion about the issues that we're going to take a look at this year, and then next week we'll get busy with substantive bills.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations meets tomorrow morning and every morning about 8 a.m., so you're welcome to join us.
How's revenue looking there, Representative Anderson? All right. He's saving that for the law school, I heard. All right. Anyone else? I do know that we had some training sessions, or not training, informational sessions this morning up in room 414, and there were 10 to 15 legislators there covering a variety of topics. We really did have an excellent discussion on several topics, and those of you who have an interest, I appreciate you being there. And it's just a friendly reminder, I know we're going to have several others
I don't know if anyone has that calendar in front of them, but I think at 11 a.m. tomorrow, the Workforce Housing Summer Committee is going to give a report on kind of what they talked about and what bills they're recommending. A lot of you have talked about workforce housing and part of your campaign, so there's a chance for you to go catch up and see what that group covered this summer. Also, Representative Hawley, you would know this, or maybe we're going to do the chair and the vice chair training tomorrow upstairs. I think it's 4:13 or 4:14, and it'll be at 11:45. Okay, we'll try to be done by 12:30. You can have a half hour for caucus, and we'll be to the floor at 1. Okay, any other announcements? Seeing none, Representative Qualm moves that we adjourn today to adjourn tomorrow at 1 p.m. Thursday, January 11th, 2018, the third legislative day. All in favor of said motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Representative Beal. It's time.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Aye.